Yeah, definitely. I feel, you know, I was, you know, I put a whole game together. And, you know, I feel that's, you know, through a lot of the coaches keeping and encouraging me throughout the season, you know, just working hard throughout the season. So, you know, it was all on me to, you know, just keep it going and, you know, stay with it.
What's a little difference maybe, Nerlens, from this type of game coming from you, like a 17-11-5 as opposed to like a, you know, a 6-6-2? What's the main difference do you see?
You know, just understanding my spots on the floor and, you know, maintaining my energy throughout the whole game and, you know, having an understanding of where I'm supposed to be throughout the whole game. You know, doing the little things that are going to get me, you know, that stat line, you know, continuing to keep up the energy mainly.
Brett said before that he wants to see you kind of stomp your feet a little more, demand the ball a little more. Is that something that's naturally easy for you to do, or is it something you have to kind of get used to doing?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's something I'm going to have to, you know, work on vocally. You know, I'm more of, you know, if I'm open, I expect the ball. But, you know, I'm going to have to really start demanding it, you know, in the spots, you know, if guys don't see me or, you know, things aren't just the way it's supposed to be. So, you know, it's on me to, you know, really step it up vocally to call for the ball.
You're trying to be too unselfish perhaps at times?
Yeah, at times, you know, I always, you know, want to play through the flow of the offense. And, you know, when I'm open, you know, I should demand the ball. And I definitely, you know, will start to do that.
When you guys, they kind of, in the second quarter, a little bit late, you guys came out growing again and took over in the third quarter. Talk about the way you guys just charged out and established yourselves in the second half to keep the lead going and get the win.
Yeah, that's something we struggled with all season, you know, coming out in the third quarter. And, you know, I think today, you know, we did a much better job of, you know, maintaining our energy and, you know, coming out swinging. Honestly, I did want to play against him. And, you know, I think, you know, that'll send a, you know, message to the league that if you come to Philadelphia, you got to come with, you know, full forces. You know, we don't take that lightly if you want to sit your guys because we're a team that's going to get up and down and run.
You guys are 4-3 in your last seven. Just how are you feeling about the team and its progress in this spur?
You know, we feel good. And, you know, coaches have been doing a great, great job of, you know, making sure that we have our legs under us. And, you know, like a night like tonight, you know, we had a lot of energy and, you know, we showed it. So, you know, as the season goes along, you know, we'll definitely take care of our bodies and, you know, try to play at this level as much as we can.
The turnovers, especially tonight, you guys didn't have any for a long stretch of time. Talk about the way you guys have ball control and just really cut down the turnovers tonight.
I think Michael did a great job with the tempo of the game. You know, I think he found a lot of guys, you know, on their open spots and, you know, the ball wasn't as stagnant. And, you know, hats off to Larry Drew, you know, his first game, and he came in so poised with the second unit and, you know, really took care of that. So, you know, Larry Drew, I like him a lot, and I think he's a great point guard for us.
Is Anthony a guy you've played against a lot, like, you know, 3 years ago? Like,
have I played against him a lot?
Did you cross paths with him?
I've never played against him.
Really?
Never. He's always been, you know, a year ahead of me in high school, college. So, you know, hopefully we play him next week. Hopefully he suits up, you know, because he knows what's coming.